This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. It is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free and take control of the airwaves here as we launch into the second hour of the program. Our toll free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Why aren't there taco trucks on every corner? I'm disappointed that there aren't. And Daryl, you're going to have to explain to me why that is. Apparently the Foundation for Economic Education has come out with a piece about this.
Yes.
And, of course, you can join us and bring up whatever's on your mind. Plus, the latest on the FBI and their Tor-exploiting takedowns of various different darknet websites out there. There's an interesting lawsuit that has been filed by the ACLU about this. And we'll give you the update on that when we get the chance. Of course, your calls and thoughts, you can bring up whatever you want. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. And also, we have to address the question of, well, why not just go all populist? You know, that's what there's been a lot of people advocating for in the liberty movement for a long time. And it seems like they've been getting their way. They've got Gary Johnson and prior to that, a couple of other Bob Barr, I guess, in 2008.
Bob Barr.
Gary Johnson again in 2012. Less than libertarian presidential candidates.
And if you think that we're just, you know, quote unquote, bashing Gary Johnson, allow me to read from his bio on his website.
Mm-hmm.
Although Gary considers himself to be libertarian-minded, he has always believed that good public policy should be based on a practical cost-benefit analysis rather than a strict ideology.
So basically he has no adherence to any principle whatsoever, and it's his analysis of each issue based on his own opinions of what the costs and the benefits are is what will make his
Correct.
Decisions.
For. And because somebody once told him he's a libertarian, then he is libertarian-minded. And I've heard people try to, you know, do this sort of thing to where they'll stretch the definition so far to where everybody but George Bush, Barack Obama, and Joseph Stalin are libertarians. Oh, well, Donald Trump has a libertarian position, so therefore libertarian. Bill Clinton back in the 90s, he cut spending. Libertarian.
He smokes pot.
He smokes pot. Libertarian. He banged his intern. Libertarian.
Let's go to the phones. We can get back into this here in a moment. We do have Ralph on the line in New Jersey. And, Ralph, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian.
Yeah. Before I would answer that, address the question that Wolfman is with us tonight. Good evening, Wolfman. How are you? Before I would
ask you a question about Wolfman.
Wait, you have Wolfman on the phone with you? I'm confused.
No,
I'm still confused about who the hell asked Ralph a question. You said,
okay.
Welcome to the show.
Who's Wolfman?
Well, the other guy with you.
Daryl's?
The other guy with you.
Right. Is it a Daryl?
Okay. Yes.
Is it because of his long hair?
Regarding the NFL, I want to address this question.
I've not howled at the moon
Wait a minute, Ralph. Are you actually watching the show on our web feed over at cam.freetalklive.com?
No, not really.
What is the joke about Wolfman? I just want to understand the joke. I mean, I don't like to be
Wolfman,
in the dark.
That's Darryl Bailey. That's the guy, the other guy with you.
Oh, that's what the W stands for. Because that's what I've been wondering.
Okay.
Now, Daryl won't tell
Wolfman
anyone what the W actually stands for. So I got to give it to you. That's actually a pretty creative answer because,
yeah.
Like Waldo, I mean, that doesn't really have any.
Well,
I don't know what I like better, Wolfman or Wombat.
I think Wolfman's got pizzazz.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, the Wolfman Jack's been dead for a long time, so it's time for somebody else to take it on. Go ahead, Ralph.
Regarding the NFL, it's now spread beyond Kaepernick. And I just don't get the whole point in, you know, taking on with the national anthem. Okay.
Yeah, I don't understand why they play the national anthem before football games. That makes absolutely no sense.
I don't think that's what he was saying.
What are they trying to prove? What's the point? But regarding the question about President Duterte, Wolfman, I have no influence about the outwards that President Rodrigo Duterte had with Obama. Okay, other than writing that letter.
Okay, hold on. Wait, just for a moment. I want to make sure that I can kind of. First of all, I'm losing what you're saying, so got to stop you there. But you're referring to Duterte, who's the president of the Philippines. He was going to have a meeting with Barack Obama recently. Then Obama canceled the meeting because Duterte called him a son of a bitch. Now, what were you trying to say about that?
I'm trying to figure out how that connects in with Colin Kaepernick.
It doesn't.
Well, you could say it's OB as well as Colin Kaepernick is concerned. So he says that. But,
I didn't understand
you know,
that.
I do not have any influence whatsoever about that outburst coming out of President Duterte.
Of course you don't have influence. He doesn't even know who you are. I mean, the Philippines is a country of 100 million people.
Now, who are you a minister?
Unless you're his brother, then of course he wouldn't know who you are.
There are family members of mine who knows about this man. Okay? Personally, I don't know him.
Are you saying you're related to President Duterte?
No, I'm not.
Well, if you go back far enough, we're all related to President Duterte.
You know, I had a dream about Duterte last night. It was really weird.
Did he kill you in your dream?
No, he didn't get that chance because I was in some sort of, like, virtual reality thing that actually put me in the Philippines, but I wasn't actually in the Philippines. So, like, I was there.
So you're, like, in the Matrix.
Well, it was like having an avatar.
Remember, guys, I
saw Avatar. That's the one with the blue people on the planet, and they connect into the trees.
Right. Ralph, what are you trying to get at here? Because I'm really lost with this whole Duterte thing.
Right, yeah. Well, I wrote him a letter way back, and then I laid out the case on why you can never pass the Negro.
Why you can never what? The Negro?
You can never pass. You can never
Man, you're so racist. I don't even know if I want to hear this.
I don't know. We were talking about racism partly last night.
You know what? You'd really like Chris Cantwell's show, Ralph. You ought to call him.
Let me ask you a question.
There was somebody last night. Hold on, Ralph. There was somebody last night.
Hold on, Ralph.
There was somebody last night when we were talking about racism and bigotry that said that only white people can be racist. So that person would allege that Ralph could not be racist because Ralph is not pinkish in tone or in skin tone.
It's pretty clear that anybody can be a racist. All right, Ralph, what's your question?
I agree with you. Now, when you want to, call me a racist for quoting the idea of a day without blood. You know what's the other flip side of that? I want you to imagine what America would be like if this was a black majority nation. What would this country be like if the majority of the people living in this country is black? Could we be like a mini South Africa? Mini South Africa.
Are the majority of people in South Africa black? I don't know what you just said there. I've had enough. Thank you, Ralph. Thank you for the call tonight. I'm not sure what he was saying there at the very end, but the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE if you want to join us. I mean, because what he's trying to imply there is that he believes that black people are bad people, and so therefore things would be bad if that were the case.
Right.
And I don't agree with that. And I just spent, an hour and a half talking on Chris Cantwell's show, which, of course, race is going to come up if you're on Chris Cantwell's show. Like, the same topics come up again and again, race. And he likes to argue topless bans with me as well. He's in favor of topless bans. And I'm against
them. Yeah, because only degenerates walk around without a shirt.
Right. Perverts, blah, blah, blah. So, I just, I've had this discussion already, and it's like, look, you can point out what you want about statistics and crime and all that, but it ignores the fact that there are people who are not criminals, who are black. In fact, plenty of them are not criminals. Is it true that black people, young black males, are arrested more often than other groups for crime? It's my understanding that is true. Does it have to do with the fact that, let's say black people are more likely to be poor because of the economic circumstances they've found themselves in since slavery? I would say that that's a factor. there.
And South Africa, 80% black Africans, 8.4% white.
Interesting. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind here. This is Free Talk Live.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. TLC Laser Eye Centers is now offering great prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved all-laser LASIK technology for less than what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-929-5733. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra $400 off your all-laser LASIK procedure. That's $200 off per eye. We've already performed over 2 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve for less than what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-929-5733. 1-800-929-5733.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at PrivateInternetAccess.com. Once again, that's PrivateInternetAccess.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You dial toll-free. Join us here. Bring up whatever is on your mind. The toll-free number for you, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. If you want to help out Free Talk Live, you can get your shopping done with Free Talk Live by going to shop.freetalklive.com. There are links to Amazon there, as well as some other places like Walmart. But most people go to the Amazon link. Go to Amazon, U.S., Canada, U.K. We got three different links for each one of those countries. And Free Talk Live will get a cut of the sale. It's the same great price as you're used to from Amazon, same service and selection, everything. You're just entering through our affiliate link, so they cut us a portion of the sale price. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, shop.freetalklive.com, and start your shopping there as we continue here. Of course, you can bring up whatever is on your mind. You and I, Daryl, were discussing this question of populism. It was brought up in the first hour of the show, and we didn't really have a chance to elaborate on it. It's something that libertarians have been arguing about for a long time is, oh, well, shouldn't we water down our message so we can attract more voters and then actually have a chance at winning an election? That's the argument.
Right.
And, Daryl, you are a member of the Libertarian Party's Radical Caucus, which is sad that such a thing needs to exist, because the idea behind the Libertarian Party was that it was going to bring the radical message of freedom.
Right.
You know, and the term radical is like, I'm sorry, it's not radical to suggest that people should be left alone. It's not radical to suggest that, you know, we should not, as a society, aggress against peaceful people. I don't think that these are radical positions, but, you know, nonetheless.
Right. And there have been several people that have said that the fact that there, you know, basically needs to be a radical libertarian caucus or a Libertarians for Peace organization is akin to, you know, the need for a Christians for Jesus organization.
Well, right. It shows that the libertarians have lost their way, that they have gone to this Big Ten approach of we're going to water down the message. You've now got a guy running for president who's under the Libertarian Party's name, but he himself is admitting that he is not, in point of fact, a libertarian, that he has no principles, even though he signed a principled statement when he joined the Libertarian Party saying he didn't support, that he does not support or advocate the initiation of force to achieve political or social goals.
Right.
He signed that statement, but obviously he kept his fingers crossed or he did not understand what it was that he was signing. It was a dishonest thing for him to do.
I will lean towards the latter,
that he
probably did not fully understand what he was signing.
He doesn't seem to be a dumb man. I mean, I've met the guy in person. He's been a successful businessman. I mean, he's like, you know, he doesn't seem to be stupid.
Right.
That's not a complex statement.
When he was asked in Philadelphia at the Pennsylvania Libertarian Convention about the non-aggression principle and how it reconciles with the U.S. Constitution that authorizes taxation, his response was, that's not something I think about. I don't really understand this question.
Well, I mean, it's good to be able to admit when you don't understand something. That's a good thing. Rather than to pretend that you do understand and then go on ignorantly speaking on something. So credit to him for being willing to say he doesn't understand something. But maybe he
also said that question made his eyes glaze over.
Well, maybe he should have said, you know, that he didn't understand when he was reading the statement, because he went ahead and signed it. And I'm sorry, I don't support or advocate the initiation of force to achieve political or social goals. To me, doesn't seem to be a complex statement that really needs to be broken down in any kind of easy to understand manner. But, you know, I am by no means a scholar or anything like that. My eyes glaze over when I read scholarly works. I can't get through them.
Right. And, well, of course, he'll apply the Libertarian Pledge to his, what he considers a practical cost-benefit analysis, and then determine whether or not something should be done. If people should be forced to bake a cake.
Does it benefit Gary Johnson?
He later said that, well, you have to bake the cake if you're offering to bake cakes, but you can't be forced to decorate the cake.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just on its face, obviously unprincipled and ridiculous. So, you know, this is Gary Johnson is sort of the bellwether of all the things that have been bad in the Libertarian Party for the last decade and a half, two decades almost. It's been going that direction, and it's sad. You know, as you said, Why do we even need a Libertarians for Peace? Why do we need a Libertarian Radical Caucus? Well, because the argument is that, well, Daryl, the Libertarians need to win elections. Isn't that the goal of the Libertarian Party, is to win elections? Otherwise, why have a political party?
Actually, the goal of the Libertarian Party is to move society in a libertarian direction, and one could argue that, well, by winning elections, we're doing that. But when you win elections by basically watering down your message, or then getting elected and not actually doing anything to deliver towards what, you know, libertarian principles you claim to abide by, then you're not moving society in any kind of direction. Now, there are some people that say, well, the radicals, they only want all or nothing. No, I'm going to consistently advocate for maximum freedom, mm-hmm. just like, and this is an example that I've given several times. Let's say that we're in prison together, an actual prison, not, okay. you know, this everything's a prison, man. Alex Jones said prison planet. No, like, let's say we're actually in prison.
Yep.
We're both incarcerated, and we decide we're going to break out. And I say, let's break out of prison. You would not say, nah, man, that's too radical. Let's just go to the prison yard. It's better in the prison yard than it is in the cell. Let's just go to the yard. We can't risk jumping over the fence. Nobody would say that that's maximum freedom. Now, of course, you have to pass through the yard to be able to clear the fence, unless you dig a tunnel. But, you know, like, you still have to pass through that area to get to maximum freedom. So yeah. If we're, you know, discussing the plan of, okay, we're going to climb up this ladder and then go here and then to there and then clear the fence. But what the water down the message people want to do is say, let's break out of our prison cell and go hang out in the prison yard. Let's break out of our cell and hang out in the day room. Well, that's not breaking out. That's not freedom. That's a baby step.
Right. And the analogy probably breaks down if we were to really dig into it, but nonetheless, I get your point.
Okay, another analogy. We're driving from here to Los Angeles.
I don't think we need an analogy for this.
Let's go to Louisville.
We don't need an analogy for this. It's crystal clear how government works. It's compromise-based. I mean, anybody that's ever been involved in the political process knows how ugly it is. It is, you know, an ugly compromise process where nobody gets their right. principles brought in.
Buying a car is a compromise. You go in, you ask for a lot more off sticker price than what you think you're going to get.
Right.
You might get what you think you're going to get. You might get more.
Right. You don't
but if you go in and say, I'll give you $500 below sticker, they'll say, okay. But if you say $2,000, you might get $750. You might get $1,000.
Well, right. If you go in and you tell them you'll pay sticker price, you don't get to walk out and claim that you took a principled position or anything like that. And so, anyway, without all the analogies, it's pretty clear that politics is compromised. So if you don't ask for the maximum freedom, well, then you're asking for something less than that, and you will get something less than what you ask for.
Right.
So why not ask for the maximum? Toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves here and bring up whatever's on your mind. It's Free Talk Live.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro 1 G2.0 and Pro Max filters are independent, lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
GCN and Youngevity are bringing Dr. Wallach to Hawaii for the first time in 20 years. Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo, Vice Presidential Marketing Director with Youngevity and the GCN team. Exclusive to GCN, you have the opportunity to meet and greet Dr. Joel Wallach for leaders that want to support GCN, your health and wealth. Visit wallachhawaii.com, teamgaday.com or call 808-436-5025. 808-436-5025.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
In a crisis, your number one need is food, but not just any food. Experts say everyone needs to have non-perishable, good for 25 years, survival food on hand in case of an emergency. Well, right now, in what is truly an unprecedented move, 72-hour survival food kits are being given away to listeners while supplies last. Survival food is more important today than ever before, explains Frank Bates, a spokesman for the company. Natural disasters, terrorist attacks, and other threats can make obtaining sufficient food impossible in an emergency. This 72-hour survival kit has 16 servings of delicious food rated for 25 years of storage. It sells to the general public for $27 plus shipping and has been rated 4.5 out of 5 stars by customers who paid full price. But listeners who act quickly can get it free, just cover $9.95 shipping. Go to freefood2.com right now. Supplies are limited and the program may end at any time. Go to freefood2.com now. That's freefood2.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Here to join us, the number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. What do you want to talk about? The pipeline news with the judge ruling against the American Indians in that case, or the Florida woman who's claiming she'll chain herself to her treehouse that the county wants to have destroyed. All of those things, the lack of principles in the Libertarian Party, those are all things we've discussed so far. Also, Bitcoin.com is your premier source for everything Bitcoin-related. You can get help buying Bitcoins or choosing a Bitcoin wallet, read the latest news, or engage with the community on our Bitcoin forum. You can find places to spend your Bitcoin or play online games with a cryptocurrency. It's the source for all your Bitcoin needs and news. It's Bitcoin.com. Our toll-free number again, 855-450-FREE. I did mention some good news out of Fort Worth, Texas, and then we'll talk about taco trucks coming up here.
They have taco trucks in Fort Worth, Texas?
I bet they do, but that's not the good news. The good news is by Brett Sanders, who you may recall Brett Sanders. We had him on the show a few months ago when he dumped out a bunch of pennies, 200-something dollars.
I've heard the name.
Yeah, of pennies onto a court clerk's window, basically buckets full of pennies. And really kind of made a splash, I think, on the scene. He's been doing cop
pennies block. Don't really splash too well, but
yeah, I think they did in this case. He splashed them all over the place, and they weren't so happy about that. But that's not what the news is about. Here's kind of reminding maybe for our longtime listeners who this guy is. He's been a cop blocker as well, so he's been active with copblock.org. And somebody who's willing to record the police. In late February of 2016, this is from his blog, which is brettsanders.me. And he posted it just yesterday. He says, in February of 2016, I was arrested along a stretch of highway in South Lake, Texas, for refusing to provide the proper permit to an officer of the law while open carrying my pistol. I was later charged with one count of unlawful carrying of a weapon, which is a Class A misdemeanor and carries up to 2 years in jail. Today, he says, I'm happy to report that all charges against me have been dismissed. The problem with the open carry law in Texas, says Brett, and a big reason I made my stand, is that police departments all over the state have claimed a right to stop, detain, and demand paperwork from anyone who they see open carrying a pistol. This idea goes against the very foundation of the Second and Fourth Amendments that allow the free exercise of the right to bear arms and the right to be free from unreasonable searches and seizures. I happen to be in a situation where I was participating in illegal activity, yet a Southlake, Texas police officer decided that he had a right to demand a government permission slip that allows me to carry a pistol out in the open, so I decided to defy their illegal orders. Once I invoked my Fifth Amendment right to remain silent, I refused to answer any questions, and the officers promptly arrested me for unlawful carry of a firearm, even though they had no reasonable suspicion that I was not licensed. Thanks to Cell 411, I was able to live stream my location and video of the entire arrest, which mobilized a massive outpouring of support and angry calls to the jail where I was being caged. So many calls were pouring in that it actually delayed my lawyer's efforts to bail me out, which was well worth it, in my opinion. Nonetheless, a friend of Liberty and lawyer Alex Kim was able to coordinate my bond without any communication from me, and I only spent 2 hours in a cage as a result. Now, by the way, he mentioned Cell 411. It's worth telling you a little bit about that. Cell 411 is an app for your smartphone. It's iOS, Android phones. You can download it. It's free. You can send out a GPS-based notification, an alert, to your friends or family members or neighbors, whoever it is you want. You can create cells, and so you can have different cells if you want.
Right.
Anyway, you can also have public groups that you can be a part of as well. But you send out a notice to let people know you're in trouble, and that's what he did.
It's everything that Peacekeeper was supposed to be and so much more. And it works.
Most people won't even remember Peacekeeper at this point, but yes, there was something before Cell 411, and it was a miserable failure. Cell 411 is awesome, and it just keeps getting better. So what he's saying is Cell 411 was a really important factor in all this, and in fact, I saw Virgil over at Cell 411 post that this is the first case. Brett's case is the first known case where Cell 411's video feature and Cell 411 was able to help exonerate a person from criminal charges.
Nice.
So, big feather in their cap. Now, nearly 7 months after the arrest and three trips to court later, the state has decided they don't stand a chance prosecuting this alleged crime and cut their losses by dismissing the case. Once a judge approves the seized property to be returned to me, I'll regain an additional two pistols to my arsenal. Said he'd like to thank all the activists who shared the story, called the jail, and chimed into the debate. If this case was not on the public's radar, they might have gone forward and steamrolled me, along with everyone else's rights in the process. Also, big thank you to Texas Law Shield for taking this case, as it was civil disobedience, a self-inflicted arrest, so to speak. Thank you. Stand strong and carry on from Brett Sanders. Now, I don't know what the legal status of open carry is there. As he points out, they had no reasonable suspicion to believe that he was not licensed. So it does sound like maybe legally you do have to have a license in order to
Correct.
Open carry. Texas
is a permit carry only. So open or concealed, you have to have a permit in Texas, unless it's a long gun, is my understanding.
But it sounds like what Brett is saying is that they can't, they can ask you to show the permit, but unless they have reasonable suspicion that you're illegally carrying, they can't demand that you show the permit.
They are probably going to assume that anybody open carrying is doing it illegally unless they show a permit.
That is what they're assuming, but what he's pointing out is that he believes that that is illegal for them to demand a permit, so if they're only asking for a permit, you should have the right to say no.
You should.
Now, he was
arrested
for
it. But there are some states where, you should have the right to refuse a breathalyzer or to do the roadside Olympics. But in a lot of states, if you refuse, they automatically suspend your license for a period of time. And in some cases, it is a longer suspension than if you get convicted of a DUI.
Now, Brett's case is a good example of how the police and the government can oppress people and be in no way held responsible for it. So
right.
He was arrested. He was held in a cage for 2 hours of his time. And people's time's worth money. You could be working in that time.
And I'm surprised that the police did not charge him with some kind of thing because a bunch of people wound up calling the cops. Or, you know, they called the police department. Why are you holding our friend?
Well, that's not his fault. I mean, he's not responsible for that.
It's not his fault, but we covered the story where there was the guy that got charged with, like, interfering in police something because a bunch of people called the police after he was arrested while live streaming.
I don't recall the details on that story. Did the charge actually stick?
I think he wound up beating the charge.
Yeah.
But still, it was another thing that he had to go spend a lot of time wind up fighting.
And that's the point I was making here is that they wasted his time on the spot, and then they wasted his time further later with three court appearances.
I suspect that they'll probably try to waste some more of his time if they think they can.
Oh, no doubt. But my point was going to be that this is an example of how the government can screw people over and be in no way held accountable. It would be very expensive for him to sue after this, right?
Of course.
And the amount that he would be able to collect for only being inconvenienced for 2 hours plus the various different court hearings would be very, very minimal. So it's unlikely.
Wrongful arrest. You know, you could get a few $1,000s for a wrongful arrest.
You could. You could, but you know whether or not you can find an attorney that's willing to spend the time on the case is another question, unless you've got the legal ability to do it all on your own. And we have seen instances here in New Hampshire, like with the Carla Carrick case, where she got a $57,000 award, if you will, because the cops arrested her wrongfully for recording them at a police stop. And so, you know, maybe he does. I think he may have grounds to sue, but whether or not that suit will be brought is another question, because it's a whole other ball of wax. You got to go through a bunch of, you know, it's not like you can just file the suit and get the judgment the next day. There's a bunch of work that has to go into it, depositions and a bunch of nonsense. And so instead, the government generally just gets away with harassing people. So even if they drop the charge in the end, as they did in this case, technically he wins, but he still has lost his time and a lot of his effort. And the law ultimately hasn't changed. The Texas police will continue to threaten people over open carry. It's Free Talk Live.
Know that sound? That's the sound of trouble for CPAP users. Did you know that just one drop of water in your CPAP system can become a breeding ground for mold and bacteria? Breathe that stuff in and you're battling respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But here's good news. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It's the healthier way to clean your system because it kills 99.9% of germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-951-9693. SoClean makes cleaning your CPAP a breeze. It's completely hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let one drop of water wreak havoc on your body. Call SoClean.com now for your risk-free trial while supplies last. 1-800-951-9693. That's 1-800-951-9693.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free. Bring up anything you want here. The number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Skype username for you to join us is lrn.fm. With you in studio tonight, you've got me, Ian.
And Daryl.
We definitely need more activists like Brett Sanders. People who are willing to stand up for what they believe in.
Get that guy to New Hampshire.
Man, you know, I don't know if he's got a plan to do that. I feel like I've asked him that before, and I don't recall what the answer was. But it would be great. That's the kind of person that we need here in New Hampshire. We need people like that to get together in the same geographic area. Because, well, he was talking about Cell 411, which is an excellent tool where you can alert people to something that's going wrong. But if the people you alert aren't willing to do anything about it, then you're really just shouting down into a hole.
Right.
But in this case, apparently the Cell 411 alert that he sent out was very, very important because it did alert people and they did take action. Even if they didn't physically come there, his friends on the internets were able to call the police.
And do we know if he was using the streaming feature of Cell 411?
Yeah. He was able to live stream a video of the entire arrest.
And he probably had that as evidence for the court hearing.
Yeah, and it's not really clear. It says here he went to court three times, but it sounds like they never actually went to the trial because they dismissed the charge.
Right. They may have seen the video and said, oh, crap, we're screwed.
True.
Yeah, we'll just go ahead and null-press this.
Yeah, there's a good chance of that. Which, you know, again, Cell 411, go to getcell411.com. You really should get this app. It's free, so there's no reason not to do this. It's handy for a lot of different reasons. But what I was pointing out here is that even though he won this, it's still a loss.
Right.
As Mark Stevens from Adventures in Legal Land has pointed out, whenever the bureaucrats come into contact with you, the only question is how much are you going to lose?
Right.
Are you going to lose 5 minutes of your time while they, you know, write you a warning and go away? Or are you going to lose years of your life as they trump you up with charges, manufacture evidence, and send you away to prison? I mean, or possibly kill you. So, like, there's a whole range of what you could lose. But ultimately, you're likely going to lose something. And the odds that you'll ever be able to get any kind of justice after the fact are very, very slim. So even though the you know, activists here have had their rights violated in a variety of different ways. Just go ahead and watch Derek J's victimless crime spree, and you'll see it happen a multitude of times.
What if his arrest happened 5 years ago today?
That's right. You're talking about Live Free or Dance.
Yes.
So, anyway, there's a bunch of really awful arrests and egregious violations of the rights of these activists here that have happened. But finding people who are willing, like attorneys, who are interested in taking those cases to trial is very, very hard to do. So a lot of the time, even though you might be able to get off, have a charge dropped or whatever, you're very rarely going to get any kind of justice for what happened. Perfect example in my case. I had a charge dropped. I've had a number of charges dropped on me. One of them was the infamous drinking game incident that happened here in Keene.
Yeah.
Where I and Sam Dodson and a girl named Monica were all arrested for the dastardly crime of not handing over a beverage for the police officer, the police chief in this case, to conduct a search while we were in a city council meeting. We were drinking from brown bottles that had a label that was custom made for it that said not a beer on it. They were beer bottles originally. We had dumped them out and had replaced the beer with water and put the labels on the beers. But it turns out there was actually one that was a real beer, and that was the one that Monica was drinking. But nonetheless.
Allegedly.
It doesn't matter. She's long gone, and it's. I'm pretty sure that they're not going to come after her for that one. But anyway, so they, so we're in the meeting, and there's video of all this, of course, because it is important to get video of these things happening. We're in the meeting. They stop the meeting. We're drinking. We had this little game that we'd come up with. There were rules, like drinking game rules. In fact, if you go to freekeen.com and you search for drinking game, you will probably find a list of those rules. But, like, whenever they voted unanimously on something, we would take a drink, and there were seven or eight rules. And so it's 10 minutes into the meeting, everything's going smoothly, and then the mayor stops the meeting, and he basically kind of says something that, I forget how he phrased it, but it wasn't specifically directed to us, but it was directed at us. So he, like, made some sort of statement that made it clear that he didn't want us drinking in the area, and there was, like, this, or in the room, and then there was a bit of back and forth, and ultimately he sicked the police chief on us. Police chief and another officer walk over, and he demands that we hand over our beers to him, or the not-a-beers, or whatever you want to call them, the bottles.
Yes.
And I said to him, well, no, I'm not going to consent to a search, and then he said, well, then you need to leave. I said, well, I'm not going to leave. This is a public meeting. So I'm going to enjoy my beverage at this public meeting, and then I was arrested for that.
And I'm looking at this label, and this was not just like a, you know, sticky note that said not a beer. Like, this is a very well-crafted label.
Yep.
It was nice. It's got the little ribbon banner thing at the top that says live free or die, and then not a, and much bigger letters, beer. Yep. All the way down at the bottom where it would normally, on a beer label, it would say, you know, like 5% alcohol, mm-hmm. or whatever. It says no victim, no crime, and there's a bunch of text between the beer and no victim, no crime that I can't read image.
It was a great protest. And we both got arrested. Then they arrested Monica outside a little bit later. And ultimately they dropped Sam and I. Well, actually, they dropped my charge. They didn't drop Sam's charge. They would have dropped Sam's charge, but he left town during the whole thing. So he ended up with a warrant for his arrest.
Oh, yeah. And he came back
this year, five years later, a couple months ago.
Yeah.
To finally deal with that. I have video of Sam returning to town, but the FBI stole it when they raided the studio. So hopefully I'll get that back someday, and we can release the footage of Sam in court. But ultimately, they dropped the charges, but they waited an entire year. They held me in limbo on bail conditions, which got more restrictive because I actually ended up getting arrested three times in that summertime. So every time I kept getting bail or I kept, you know, getting out on PR bond, they'd keep increasing the restrictions to where I ended up having I could not leave my house between 6 p.m. and 6 a.m. at the worst portion of the bail restrictions. So I'm on these bail restrictions all the way up to the trial date. And the day before trial, they dropped the charges. And so, of course, I'm like, well, this is wrong. What they did to me was wrong. It was obviously an illegal arrest. If it wasn't an illegal arrest, they'd go through with the prosecution.
Right.
If they had a case against me, they would have prosecuted me for it, and they didn't. So instead, they used their privilege of, you know, being in this system and having no real fear that anything's going to happen to them.
See, we've got all these immunities, so
That's correct.
Can do whatever we want to, and it doesn't matter what you think.
Right, and, you know, you can talk to attorneys, and they'll tell you, yeah, well, yeah, you pretty much can't sue them. I mean, basically, that's what most attorneys are going to tell you.
Right.
And any attorney that says, okay, yeah, you might have a chance here, most of them want money. So the average person who's just been arrested and put through the ringer, you know, they're trying to go to work. They're trying to make ends meet. They don't have the money to hire an attorney. So it's like, look, attorney, if you actually did believe in this case, then you would take it on contingency because you know you'd get a payout. So if an attorney wants money to take a case like this to trial, I question that they really believe in the case.
Right.
If it was a clear violation of your rights, the attorney should be willing to take the case for free because they'll know they'll get a nice, a beefy payout. Go ahead, take 60%. There's some maximum in state law that says attorneys can only take so much of
right.
a civil case that is brought by them. And I don't remember what it is in New Hampshire. Maybe it's, you know, 30%, 60%, whatever it is. Take the maximum. I don't care. I just want to see some sort of justice done for some of these activists that have just been crapped on by this awful system. And so while I'm grateful that Brett did, you know, he didn't take a plea, he did everything that a good activist should do. He alerted everybody to the police threatening him. The arrest was video recorded. He didn't take the plea deal. He was willing to go to trial, and then ultimately the state backed down. They broke. They dropped the charges. I mean, there's no doubt it's a win, but until we can have critical mass, until this happens and then other people go out and duplicate it, like, oh, Brett had his charges dropped? Well, I'm going to go out and open carry now and not show my license. You know, until this can inspire others to follow in Brett's footsteps and have a massive amount of people do the same thing and exercise their rights as well, flex their rights, if you will, then we're never really going to advance because the police will just they'll just pick on everybody but Brett.
Right.
You know, if they know who Brett is, they'll know, oh, leave that one alone. He'll challenge you. So go after everybody else who they know, for the most part, is just going to be a pushover. And so that's why this idea of migrating for liberty makes sense, because we can have the network of people who can respond to an incident when it's happening, and we can have a network of people who can emulate successful activism like this. And if enough people are challenging the state, they will back down. Same thing's true with something simple like a parking ticket. If enough people were to just take the parking ticket to trial, which is your right to get a trial on these things, that would absolutely crush the system under the weight of the amount of cases that they would have to take on. They'd have to drop charges. They would have to, because they wouldn't have the time and the resources, and they wouldn't be able to build new court buildings quick enough if there were just 10% of people who took parking tickets to trial. It doesn't even have to be a majority for this to be effective. Hour 3 is on the way. Join us here, Free Talk Live.
For Bitcoin to be ubiquitous, people need to use it. For people to use it, they must have it. How can we get Bitcoin into more hands? Well, tipping might be a great way. What if you could include a bonus Bitcoin tip along with your regular tip to a server? What if that Bitcoin returned to you if unclaimed after 30 days? An attractive business card sized Bitcoin tip that is easily claimed, gives instructions on wallets, spending, and returns to the user if unused? Tip.freetalklive.com. Tip.freetalklive.com.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.